Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show. As the announcer of this show, I sometimes ask myself, to what shall I compare Eric? Shall I compare him to a summer's day? Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May.
But not Eric. I'll tell you, nothing shakes this guy.
And now here he is, wearing green leotards and a jester's coxcomb, Eric Metaxas.
Exit Tom, stage left.
When I started reading John Lennox's books, and half of my books are, you know, stolen from friends like John Lennox, I thought, it's just madness that we haven't had him at Socrates in the City. But he played hard to get, because if you know John, he does that. And I had to go all the way to France with my wife, who hates French people, by the way. You just go talk to her. Just talk to her. She hates the French. I hate the Dutch. I'm sorry, Heidi, I apologize. Any Dutch people from Grand Rapids here? I hate you and your theology. So I had to go to France, and the fact of the matter is that we've never done this before. We did an outdoor Socrates in the City, and it was, we only got about 20 people in the audience, you know, and but I thought, it's about the filming. I want to film this. This is John Lennox, and it made me furious that we didn't have him, and I wanted to interview him, so we did it, and we have no advertising budget. Did I ask, are there any billionaires in the room? Anybody? Remind me to ask that every 15 minutes. But I said, we have no budget, but there's such a dramatic desire for this kind of information that the first video that I did, we did 2-hour-long videos with John Lennox. And he's so wonderful, and the hunger for this kind of stuff is such that I checked today, it's had 87,000 views. You know, this is, how many people are interested in high-level science? But I say that because I just want to let you all know, there's a hunger in America for truth. There's a hunger in America. People who aren't even aware of the hunger are nonetheless hungry. But they don't even, they have forgotten that maybe there is some food out there for them. And I'd like to think that what the Colson Center does, what John does every day, and what I try to do is to try to feed that hunger, but you need distribution, right? And so that's why we film things, because you want to get this out there. So I want to ask you, please, whenever this video comes out or any of the Socrates videos, send it to your friends, because they don't even know it's possible that a genius like John Lennox could be a Christian. It's not possible. Well, let me tell you, it is possible. Some of you know John Lennox. In case you don't, he is... to keep it simple, a professor of mathematics at Oxford University. This is the real Oxford, not the Mississippi Oxford. And he studied at Cambridge, and that's the real Cambridge, not the Harvard Cambridge. He is Irish, as you'll tell from his manner of speech, which is annoyingly charming. If he didn't have the accent, I really don't know how he would come across. But it make no matter what he says, even if he insults you viciously, you have to laugh because it's so wonderful. He is, let me say this, as far as I'm concerned, a treasure to the church. He has debated Richard Dawkins twice in public. And here's the weird thing. He was so good at both those debates that, in fact, he has defeated him three times. Do the math. He's also debated Christopher Hitchens and defeated him 1.5 times. And anyway, he's a mathematician. I thought I'd throw in some low-level math jokes. But John Lennox has a secret weapon. It's called the truth. When you actually have the truth, it does give you some advantage, you'd figure, right? So his books speak for themselves. He's internationally renowned in all the right circles. But wouldn't it be wonderful if he were internationally renowned in all circles, period? I have to say that when I first interviewed him, he wasn't sure what he was in for. He just figures I'm an unserious joker who knows nothing about science. But I quickly disabused him of that notion. I used words like molality. I think I referenced Avogadro's number. Now, by the way, I know you think I don't know science. Avogadro's number. A lot of people saying, "Oh, I don't know what that is." Let me tell you something. I know Avogadro's number. I had Avogadro's number. I lost it, and now I can't call him. And you know what? Avogadro gets a bad rap, but we were friends. We still stay in touch on Facebook. And so my point is, I'm smarter than you think, and I'd like to think that I'm up to a conversation with the great John Lennox. I assure you I'm not, but as the case with John Stone Street, I'm going to rely on the Lord to make it work. How about a warm Socrates in the City round of applause for the truly great Dr. John Lennox. Hi, my goodness. I know. I can tell by the look on your face you've really had enough of my joking already, Dr. Lennox. I apologize. I won't do it anymore. Anything you'd like to say before you storm off?
I think you should keep doing it because it keeps some of us less comical individuals moderately sane.
If I understood that correctly, that was a compliment. I thank you for that. My current wife is in the front row, so don't say anything too nasty. And she said, don't say that current wife joke anymore. And I've already failed. She also told me not to joke, that she knew before I met her she was 400 pounds, and she told me not to tell that joke anymore, and I will not tell that joke tonight. John, you let me call you John. You are Dr. Lennox. You should be Sir John as far as I'm concerned. But you've written so much on the subject of faith and science that in the time that we have, I would just like to wander around on this subject. But the big question, or the question we'll throw out, it's a rhetorical question, is has science buried God? You have written a tremendous amount of really wonderful, readable books on issues touching that subject. So why don't we just start there? If somebody asks you that question bluntly, how do you answer?
Well, I answer it equally bluntly. I say no.
It's going to be a tough interview. Can you expand on that, sir?
Yes.
That was brilliant.
Well, No,
we didn't rehearse this.
It's not. It's simply clear that logic is not your strong point.
You see what happens when you joke around? This kind of stuff happens.
But the point is that there's a myth in our culture, and it's a very dangerous myth. And the first part of it is to say that science is the only way to truth. And that has had immense effect, particularly on young people, but not only, because some very powerful voices of public intellectuals who are highly qualified scientists are urging for that position. And it's actually very easy to see that that position is logically incoherent. I love logic, as Eric has discovered, but you see, the statement science is the only way to truth is not a statement of science. It's a statement about science. So if it is true, it is false.
You need to
think that out at this time of night.
Hang on. You got to let that one sink in. A big part of doing my radio show is just hitting the pause button when somebody says something like that so that we can take it in.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home Advisor.
Men, if you want to have less bathroom problems, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men urinate 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-338-3683. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-338-3683 now to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men urinate 241% more. That's 800-338-3683. Just pay shipping and handling.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillow. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Eric Metaxas Show. Today, we're listening to my conversation with Dr. John Lennox. It was a special Socrates in the City event.
If it's true, it's false.
In other words.
Yeah.
Shall we sing?
In other words,
if you take the view that science is the only way to truth, that statement cannot be true because it's not given to us by science. And I think it's important to grasp some of the simpler arguments in this area. The really great scientists have seen that science cannot possibly be the only way to truth, and I mean the natural sciences, for the simple reason, as Sir Peter Medawar put it, and he's a Nobel Prize winner, science cannot answer the simple questions of a child. Where do I come from? Why am I here? And where am I going? And he says these are questions that can only be answered in terms of literature, theology, and philosophy. And think about it. If science were the only way to truth, you'd have to close half the faculties in all the universities in the world. You'd have no history. You'd have no economics. You'd have no linguistics. You'd have no languages. You'd have very little. No classics. No philosophy. No theology. So it is nonsense, but unfortunately, people like Richard Dawkins believed it, Hitchens believed it, and more important still, the late Stephen Hawking believed it. Now, you asked me the question, has science buried God? I say absolutely not, but I think, and you may want to quiz me deeper in this later, I think science can bury atheism. Now, that's a slightly different perspective because, you see, historically, and history is immensely important, where do we sit? We sit in a period where we've had the exponential growth of science since the 16th and 17th centuries. And we think of the pioneers, Galileo, Kepler, Newton, Clerk Maxwell, Babbage, Faraday, and so on. All of them believed in God. And you see, this is important because it's factual. And people who think about these things like to say, well, is there any connection between the science they did and their faith in God? The answer is, of course there is. Because Christianity, its view of the universe as created by an intelligence, is at the bedrock of the development of modern science. So far from science burying God, it was belief in God that was the motor that drove the rise of science. And that's an immensely important thing that people forget. I remember many years ago, I gave the first lecture in 75 years in Novosibirsk in Russia. And that was an amazing situation. They'd never allowed a lecture at the university before on Christian things, but because I was a mathematician, they thought I wasn't dangerous.
How can you screw that up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was talking about this, and I told the audience, big audience, packed full of people like tonight, 500-600 of them, all scientists from a very famous university in Akademgorodok in Siberia. Sorry?
Gesundheit.
Wrong language.
What did you say? The University of what?
Akademgorodok, little academic city just outside Novosibirsk. And I told them this, and I saw people getting really angry in the front row, and I don't like angry people. in my audiences, and I'm sure Eric doesn't either, but I stopped. And there was a fairly hefty-looking professor in the front row, and I said, "Excuse me, sir, I see you're angry. What's the matter?" And he stood up and said, "You have told us that Newton believed in God, Kepler believed in God, Galileo believed in God. Why were we never told?" This is the first time in my life I've ever heard that. And I said, "Can't you guess why you were never told?" I mean, it was quite astonishing. And they were furious at ignorance of history. But there are many people in this country and in the UK who've no idea that science as culture owes a vast debt to the Christian faith for a very simple reason. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. They are an intelligent product. And because they're an intelligent product, people believe that science could be done because it would be thinking God's thoughts after him. So that's where I would begin. It's not where I'd end, but it's where I begin.
Well, it's not where I would begin, but here we are.
Well, tell me where you begin.
Of course, it's where I would begin if I were as bright as you. But let me ask you, when you say that, I mean, most of us are generally familiar with this idea that somehow today we live in a culture that would assume science has buried God and on and on and on. It's why most of the people here are more familiar with that by far than your, you know, average person out there, because this is the Colson Center and the Wilberforce Weekend. But maybe the question I can ask you is, when did that idea creep into the West? In other words, if Kepler and Galileo and Newton and on and on and on and on were all Christians, when did this idea creep into the West that somehow science and Christian faith were at odds?
I wish I was a better historian, because that's a very complicated question, for the simple reason that these streams in culture, atheist stream, the theist stream, and if you want to add in the pantheist stream, have been there for millennia. You go back to the ancient Greeks, from whom a great deal of wisdom comes to us, and you had roughly the big division that exists in the Western Academy. You had those that felt the universe was ruled by an iron fate, the Stoics, that there were gods, they might be distant, but there was something behind the universe. There might be a divine logos. And then there were the Epicureans, who believed in doctrines of chance. And that comes barreling up to us through history into the 21st century.
Except, John, for many, many centuries, those ideas were really absent from the West.
Yes.
In other words, they had been effectively abolished
by Christianity.
By Christianity. So
yes.
When, I mean, I don't want to dwell on this, but at some point, they found their way back. I guess, is it a combination of Enlightenment thinking and then Darwin? I mean, I'm just wondering.
Well, certainly, I think probably people analyze these things differently, but you take Newton. And Newton was a genius of the first order. And he laid out the universe beautifully in terms of mathematics and discovered that mathematics gave us a brilliant description of how things work. And it led to the idea that the universe was essentially a mechanical artifact. And then people began to think, well, you know, it seems to run very well on its own. And we are able to research it without referring to any concept of someone who set it going. So the idea of God setting it going started to recede into the past. So you ended up in the 18th century with a lot of deism. There is a God away out there, but he's not interested in the world. And then, of course, you got the Enlightenment. And the social situation in England was such that when you got the time of Darwin and Huxley, there was more to it than simply using science to bury God. Huxley, who's famous, he was furious at the existence of amateur scientists. Some of them were very brilliant, like Bishop Wilberforce, who challenged him. And his idea was to have the church scientific and to change churches into spaces where they'd worship Sophia, the goddess of wisdom. And that was helped on by the French Enlightenment, because there they discovered that the best way to kill other people's ideas was to remove their heads. And you had that move away, which was compounded, and you know more about this than I do.
Yes.
By... I'll say one more thing. Was compounded by a professing Christian church that had no reality and was compromised morally. Yeah. And that turned the tables very rapidly, I think. And then you had people saying, okay, God was okay for a while. Stephen Hawking took this view. But now we don't need God anymore. So the question I find myself addressing a lot these days is, why was Hawking wrong when he said we don't need God anymore? That's his famous book, The Grand Design.
Well, that brings me to something that I wrote as a result of reading your books. And I did want to mention it because it's
Please
great
do.
To... Pardon me?
Please do.
Oh, thank you.
SRN News, I'm John Scott. Iraqi officials say 17 rockets have hit an Iraqi airbase south of Mosul that houses U.S. troops. No word on casualties at this time. U.S. health officials reporting a breakthrough in their investigation into the cause of an outbreak of vaping illnesses. A government lab found the same chemical compound in lung fluid from 29 patients. That compound, vitamin E acetate. Officials say this is more direct evidence that the chemical may be to blame. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney scheduled to testify in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump today, but like several other administration officials, he did not appear. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg opening the door to a 2020 Democratic presidential campaign, Bloomberg fearing that some of the leading candidates are considered too liberal. This is SRN News.
You have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Welcome back, folks. It's a special episode of the Eric Metaxas Show. We are playing a Socrates in the City event with John Lennox. The title is, Has Science Buried God?
I have to say, seriously, after reading your books, you know, this passion I have for communicating things, I thought to myself, most of the Christians that I know, now there are much fewer of them in a room like this, but generally speaking, when I talk to... Was that a joke? I didn't get that. Actually, I mean that, right? Because this is the Wilberforce weekend, and these are the kind of folks who tend to be interested in that stuff. But most people that I know who say they're Christians, I would say, have you ever heard of John Lennox? No. And I thought, wow, that is bad news. Because apart from his books and the books of one or two others, we don't have much out there. You really, how can you not be familiar with this? And so it was reading your books and the books of Hugh Ross and some others that led me, when I wrote my miracles book, to say the greatest miracle, without a doubt, is the fine-tuned universe. But I got that from your books. And when the book was published, the publisher, of course, says, can you write an op-ed, boil it down into an op-ed? So I wrote an op-ed with the title, Is Science Leading Us to God? Because, and this is, I sense where you were going, is the strange thing is that up until fairly recently, you could have made the case, and they did make the case, and it's still with us in the culture, that the more science we know, the less we need God, which is just what you have said. But in fact, in the last 50 or so years, the more science we know, particularly about the fine-tuned universe, the more horrified materialistic, atheistic scientists are, because the evidence seems overwhelmingly to point toward the thesis that there's a God. So when you said that about whether we need God or not, what did you mean?
Well, I think you've hit on two very important things there. It's always interesting to hear people bring the fine-tuning argument. I was challenged by one of Oxford's leading atheist philosophers. He said, I got about 70 students and we got a special dinner next week and I want you to come and allow them to grill you. And you can see I look like toast. But anyway, he said, I hope you're going to use your best argument against atheism. Oh, I said, do you think there is a best argument against atheism? He said, absolutely. And I hope you're going to use it. So naturally, I said, what is it? He said, if ever I was going to become a Christian, the first thing I would go to are the remarkable evidences of fine-tuning in our universe that make it hospitable to carbon-based life. So I said, thank you, I'll do exactly that. And I did. But coming to the other half of your question, which is the notion that as science increases, God decreases. And what you get there is technically called a God of the gaps, which is regarded rightly as being intellectually lazy. I can't explain it, therefore God did it. And that is a profound misunderstanding of the nature of explanation. And explaining explanation is a very important thing, and I've dedicated my last little book, Can Science Explain Everything? Explain to that. Because the mistake that's made, and Richard Dawkins pushed this, is that God and science compete as explanations. So you have to choose between them. And Hawking pushes that even further. And I could never understand that. Why do you offer people a choice? You either believe in God or science, but not both. And then it occurred to me that they're making two profound mistakes. The first one is that they've got the wrong concept of God. Now, that didn't strike me for many years. You see, when I was young, which is a very long time ago, and I used the word God in public in Ireland, everybody knew I was talking about the creator God of the Bible, who sustains the universe, but not now. People like Stephen Hawking, when I use the word God, they think of something like a Greek deity or Zeus or something like this. And they automatically assume that you're thinking of a God of the gaps. I can't explain lightning, so I invent a God. When you do some atmospheric physics, that God disappears. And the most important thing to realize, that the God of the Bible is not a God of the gaps. I don't know whether you've ever noticed the first sentence in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the bits of the universe we don't yet understand. No? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And that, linguistically, is a merism. It means everything. The bits we do understand and the bits we don't understand. Now, come back to Newton. Why did he write in the preface to Principia Mathematica, the most famous book in the history of science, "I hope this book persuades thinking people to believe in a deity"? Because the more he understood of how it worked, the more he admired the genius of the God that did it that way. That's the way your mind works. If you studied engineering, you can understand a turbofan jet much better than I can. If you understand art, you can follow the details of a Rembrandt painting better than I can. The more you understand, the more you admire the genius. And that is just so important. So Newton's faith, and my faith indeed, in God, increases because the heavens are constantly and increasingly in detail declaring his glory. That's actually the way it works.
Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. VantagePoint is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Folks, welcome back to the Eric Metaxas Show. Today, we're listening to my conversation with Dr. John Lennox. It was a special Socrates in the City event.
The God explanation is not the same as the science explanation. Let me illustrate it very briefly, if I may. Why is the water boiling? Well, because heat energy from the gas burner is being conducted through the base of the kettle, agitating the molecules, and it's boiling. Okay? It's actually boiling because I'm desperate for a cup of tea. Now, you're laughing. Now, what does your laughter tell me? You see, it's a false apposition because both explanations are correct. Now, think about that. This is very simple. I find kids can understand it, but many professors cannot. And I explain that in a moment. You see, the scientific explanation is telling you how it works. But I have also given a personal explanation in terms of human volition. I want a cup of tea. Now, think about it. Which is the more important of those two? Well, people have been enjoying tea for thousands of years before they knew about equations of heat. Isn't that so? Those explanations don't conflict. They don't compete. They complement. And I sometimes put it to people and say, look, God no more competes with real science as an explanation of the universe than Henry Ford competes with the basic laws of physics and the law of internal combustion as an explanation for the motor car. You need both. And that is such a simple idea. Whether you're a scientist or not, you can point out explanation comes at different levels. But some of these people will explicitly say the why question is not valid. I've heard Dawkins say that publicly. Well, we do ask it still. And it's a very important question. And I think if we begin to grasp that, it takes the heat out of a lot of things.
Can you repeat that?
About the heat?
You said a little bit ago that the question, has science buried God? No, but science may well bury atheism.
Yes.
I want to write a very popular level book about that in general, because just science, from what I know, I'm convinced that if a fair-minded person reads those chapters just in my book, Miracles, they've got to be convinced that the only rational explanation for anything is that there is a God. I'm convinced of it. We can't prove it. But when you say...
Well, not in the mathematical sense, you can't. But you can prove it in the ordinary sense of giving strong evidence for it.
Okay, but what I meant was obviously not in the mathematical sense, because you're the mathematician. So what I mean is that if you are serious about determining whether there is a God, if anything, it does seem to me that science can either take, the farthest science can take you is to, in the direction of atheism, is I don't know. In other words, pure science can only take you to agnosticism. It can never take you to atheism. It's not possible.
I think that's correct. The very interesting thing, you framed the question, and I ought to attempt to answer it. Why do I think that science can bury atheism? It's because science can be done. That may seem a very simple statement to you, but it is an amazing thing. How is it that a mathematician thinking in her head in here and comes up with equations and they appear to apply to the universe out there, how does that work? Now, Eugen Wigner won the Nobel Prize for Physics, and he talks about the unreasonable effectiveness of mathematics. We don't deserve it. It's a miracle. Well, he's wrong. It's only unreasonable if you start by believing atheism. But if you start by believing that there's a rational intelligence behind the universe, then doing science is reasonable. What am I saying? I'm saying that the Christian has a rationale for doing science, which brings me back to the rise of science. But let me come now to the atheist position, and I am fortunate to have many atheist friends, and I raise these questions with them. And they sometimes say to me, why are you not an atheist? And they expect me to say, because I'm a Christian. I sometimes do say that, because it's part of the reason. But if they're scientists, I say, because I'm a scientist. If you'll allow a mathematician to be a scientist. And they say, how is that possible? Well, tell me, I say, what do you do science with? And I point up here to make it fairly obvious. And most of them say, well, I do it with my, and they're about to say mind when they realize it's not politically correct to believe in the mind. There's only the brain. That is a common view. You are your brain. So I let that sit for a minute. I say, okay, you do science with your brain. Tell me about your brain with which you do science. What do you really believe about it? Give me a short history of the brain. Oh, they say that's relatively easy because the brain is the end product of a mindless, unguided process. And I look at them and I sometimes smile and I say, and you trust it. Be honest with me. If you knew that the computer you use every day in your lab was the end product of a mindless, unguided process, would you trust it? And I always force an answer. And I've asked dozens of world-famous scientists, and every single one of them has said no. I see you have a problem then. Here, you're doing science. And I'm asking you for a rational justification of your faith. And I know you believe in me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But now we've realized love's not all that it's supposed to be. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Knowing that you would have.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House investigators have released the transcript of former White House Russian Affairs advisor Fiona Hill. In it, she tells House Republicans she is not the anonymous whistleblower.
The transcript of testimony from Fiona Hill, President Trump's former top advisor on Russia, was released on Friday by House investigators leading the closed-door impeachment inquiry. In an exchange with New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, Hill makes it known that she is not the government whistleblower who spoke to the press about the July 25th phone call between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Zeldin asked her about her contact with the media, to which she replied, "I did not leak, and I was not anonymous. I am not the whistleblower. I am not the second whistleblower." Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
American residents of Lamora, Mexico, are weighing what to do after 9 women and children were killed in a cartel ambush. Locals there are weighing whether it's safe to stay. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Come fly with me.
Welcome back, folks. It's a special episode of the Eric Metaxas Show. We are playing a Socrates in the City event with John Lennox. The title is Has Science Buried God?
We've been miseducated by atheists to think there's science there and there's faith here. Now, faith is a dangerous word in that context because it has two meanings. One is the Christian faith, the Jewish faith, and so on. The other is your subjective faith. And so the impression the culture get is science doesn't involve faith. Christianity does. That is very dangerously wrong. Science involves faith. Simply, you don't do science unless you believe it can be done. More precisely, you don't do it unless you believe the universe is at least in part rationally intelligible. You've got to believe that in order to do science. But now the deep and important question is, why do you believe that as an atheist? If the thing you're doing science with is something you wouldn't trust. In other words, what I'm suggesting to you is very simple. It's that atheism, followed to its logical conclusion, destroys rationality. And they look at me sometimes and they say, "Where did you get that argument from?" I said, "You'll never guess." "Where did you get it from?" I say, "Charles Darwin, actually." "What?" "Yes," I say, "he wrote a letter once where he said, 'I'm troubled by the awful thought that the mind, which I believe, or the brain, has come together by natural processes. What would there be in a monkey's mind if you can even talk about it?'" And Lewis saw this years ago brilliantly in his book on miracles. He said, "No argument can be valid that undermines rationality." And if we believe that rationality is simply the end product of mindless, unguided natural processes, that is the end, not only of science, but of all meaning. That is what I mean when I say that atheism, in the end, unravels rationality. Now, we have watched it happen in our culture, not yet in science, but we've seen it in morality, because it's all ended up being relative and subjective, and it's simply anybody's opinion. Good and bad are disappearing. So I think there's a huge issue here. So I'm very happy to say to people, follow the argument. Now, there are two people worth reading on this. One is Alvin Plantinga. brilliant American philosopher and a Christian. But the other is Thomas Nagel, who lives in the same city as you do. Have you met him?
I have not. I'd love to interview him for Socrates in the City. And if you have any way to connect us, that'd be appreciative.
Well, I would love to meet him because he has written a fascinating book called Mind and Cosmos. Now, that's innocuous, but it's a subtitle. It's revolutionary. He's a hard atheist. He has in print, he does not want there to be a God. But he says there's a problem with the naturalistic philosophy because it seems that if you follow it down the road, it dissolves rationality, and that simply can't be true. And he's desperate to get a way out without introducing God. As Alvin Plantinga said once, he really ought to be a Christian if he follows his argument, but he hasn't got there yet. So I'm very interested in these cultural developments when atheists are beginning to admit there's a huge problem. Now, it's even bigger than that because it has to do with the nature of information as being a non-material thing, but we might come on to that at some stage.
Are you going to talk about the chicken on the menu?
Oh, I can. Do you want me to tell?
Well, what you just said made me think of that. It's like we're an old vaudeville team.
Hey, folks, you've been listening to a special presentation on the Eric and Taxes Show. It is a Socrates in the City with the great Dr. John Lennox. Stick around.